Whole Foods Market has Thanksgiving gatherings covered. First things first, reserve your no antibiotics ever fresh whole turkey today, starting at $2.99 a pound. Or go with their organic spiral cut bone-in ham, full of seared-in flavor. For sides, choose Whole Foods Market grab-and-go platters. Go even further and get your whole meal catered. Just order online by November 26th. Get Thanksgiving ready at Whole Foods Market. Terms apply.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
And welcome to the best show on your radio. It's the Red Game Monday edition of Freddie and Harry. I am Freddie Coleman. He is Harry Douglas. Together we are presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in. And always tell that snot speaker to play ESPN Radio 10 minutes away. Give or take a lie or two involving the best and worst of your week, and you know it better as three up and three down. Who will be on the positive side? Who will be on the negative side? You'll find out about that in about 10 minutes. And when it comes to Posse Negi, when it comes to the Baltimore Ravens, Harry Douglas, all that positivity, everybody's asked the best team in football right there. If they're not the best, it's the Lions. Yeah, the Chiefs may be undefeated, but man, that Ravens team, they play today, the Baltimore Ravens would beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Not even 24 hours after what happened yesterday, Harry Douglas, a Baltimore Ravens team with that kind of talent and ability allowed a 1-6 football team in Cleveland to be tougher and at times outcoach them when it came to the team that people thought was the best team in the NFL right now.
Yeah, just a disappointing loss for Baltimore, inexcusable loss in my opinion, too. That's why you go into every game with the mindset that, listen, you have to bring your A game. You can't take no one lightly, and you better respect your opponent. And I think it was a great deal to be able to see Jameis Winston go in there and make plays and throw the football down the field consistently. And I'm going to start with the Baltimore Ravens defense and all the opportunities that they miss in this ball game. The very first drive of the game for their defense, they get an opportunity off an errant pass by Jameis Winston to intercept the ball in the end zone. But guess what? It's a drop by Eddie Jackson. No wonder he's playing on the defensive side of the ball because he can't catch. You get to the third quarter, and granted, the Baltimore Ravens are down their top two corners, Nate Wiggins and also Marlon Humphrey. It's third and five, and they're playing man coverage. In the backup corner, Jalen Armour Davis, who played at Alabama, I still, right now at this moment, I don't know what the hell coverage he's playing. But because for some odd and apparent reason, he decided not to run with his man, and Cedric Tillman just caught a slant for a touchdown, and it wasn't even a precise run slant. A slant is three steps. He went one step and ran the slant, and Armour Davis just stopped and let him go and was looking like the safety was supposed to help him guard his man right as the receiver was walking into the end zone. Then you get to the fourth quarter, and Eddie Jackson has another opportunity to intercept the football that Jameis Winston threw up in the middle of the football field as a prayer. He dropped the second one. But then it's okay, Freddie. We get to the fourth quarter. It's only a minute and 1 second to go. And this player is one of my favorite guys to watch in the NFL, Kyle Hamilton. Jack of all trades, can play at all three levels, can blitz, can guard slot receivers, does a lot. Swift arm and knife for the Baltimore Ravens. He literally has a gift in his arms from Jameis Winston, and he drops that one.
He dropped it three times, by the way.
That's the defense. And a lot of people view the Baltimore Ravens as the best team in the NFL. Not us, because when you're last in pass defense, how can you be? They're last in pass defense right now. And yesterday showed that. When you look at the game versus the Cincinnati Bengals and what happened to them. When you look at the game yesterday and what happened to them. Like, you can't be the best team in the NFL and you're last in pass defense. So now teams aren't going to come into a game plan and say, you know what, let's run the football down their throats. They're going to come into the game saying, you know what, they're sweet in the secondary. But let's go get our sweetener for our coffee. It's time to go get the sweetener.
Well, the sweetener when it comes to Baltimore Ravens is something that I warned people about last week when they're saying that right now they're the best in the NFL. If it's not the Lions, it's them. And Kansas City's below both of those teams. It comes to a matter of trust. And the Baltimore Ravens show, once again, it can be very hard to trust that football team because you would think they would have learned from the lessons that have happened so far this year, especially regarding a team in the Las Vegas Raiders, in which they had a lead on them in the fourth quarter at home and allowed them to come back and win that football game. They had a Cleveland Browns team playing with a backup quarterback in Jameis Winston. Now, give Jameis Winston a lot of credit. He went out there, and other than those two potential picks, he dialed it up for over 326 yards against this football team, led them down the field after the Ravens took a 24-23 lead. He leads them back down the field, and he gets that touchdown to make the score a one-score game in turn. You got to score a touchdown to beat them. Give them credit. But Lamar Jackson said it best about the Ravens. They are too talented to allow 1-16 to play better than them like that.
People probably look at Brown's record and be like, oh, yeah, that's a sorry team. But it's like, this is the NFL. I always say that this is the NFL. And any given Sunday, a team can be good. Any given Sunday, a team can, you know, wake up and just be, it'd be their day. We just got to play better all around. That's all. They did a great job. Browns did a great job, all phases.
Well, I'm glad Lamar Jackson brought up the offense. So now let's get on them.
Look out now.
I'm having a hard time, Freddie, trying to fathom the simple fact that the Baltimore Ravens drive the football down the field on their first drive. They get into a 4th-and-1 situation. And instead of keeping Lamar Jackson at quarterback, which they've done since Lamar Jackson has become the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, they say, you know what, y'all, let's line up in Wildcat. And let's just put Derrick Henry in the backfield and Lamar Jackson out at wide receiver. And the run got stuffed. Now, who in their right mind, Todd Monken, would think that that is a feasible thing to do when Lamar Jackson is one of the most dynamic football players in the history of the game, and he poses so much to a defense and forces them to think about all kind of things that could come at you on a 4th-and-1 situation? That's the first thing that got me.
Okay.
Then they had a 3rd-and-21. Lamar Jackson and Zay Flowers had done a phenomenal job connecting this season. Lamar Jackson just overthrows him in the end zone for a touchdown. That's not it, Freddie. That's not it. You get to a 3rd-and-5. Right. Nelson Aguilar, you're there to catch the football. Wide receivers catch the football. Runs a slant across the middle of the field, drops it. Unbelievable, man.
Going back to what you said about that cute play, because cute's great for puppies. It doesn't work in the National Football League. If I'm John Harbaugh and I hear that play call in my headset, there's no way I'm letting that happen.
Heck no.
I mean, Todd Monken, we can blame for that play call. I'm going to blame John Harbaugh a little bit more. Hey, timeout. Hey, Todd, you call a play of that again, I'm going to fire you on the spot. I got Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson in the backfield. There's no need to overthink the situation. Make them stop you. Don't give them a reason that we can stop ourselves. I know, and believe me, John Harbaugh is a great coach. No doubt about that in the National Football League. But that was a coaching lapse to allow that play to be called, because when you got that kind of personnel, there's no need to try to trick anybody. The trick is put the football in either Lamar's hands or Derrick Henry's hands and let the defense figure it out. I know if I'm John Harbaugh and I hear that in my head, I'm going to go, whoo, timeout. Hey, Todd, a word? If you call that play one more time again, I'm going to call plays. You're not going to be doing that again. That's what I think. That's the point that bothered me the most about that play, that trick play. Not the fact that Todd Monken dialed it up, but that the coach allowed it to happen when it comes to John Harbaugh. No one's perfect. We get that. But you know what? There's certain things that you can say, no, we don't need to do that, Todd. Run the play.
That's
the play
something
properly.
For Derrick Henry when he's a member of the Tennessee Titans, right? Because you don't have a Lamar Jackson in the backfield with you. So, yes, we've seen Derrick Henry go to the Wildcat and get the snap and score the touchdown and throw some. Mm-hmm. But you have Lamar Jackson, most dynamic player in the NFL, pound for pound. And you line him up at wide receiver where he's a non-factor on 4th-and-1?
And that's another reason why I trust the Bills to be more of a threat to Kansas City in the playoffs than the Baltimore Ravens. As talented as the Ravens have been, they have these mind crime moments that take over. We saw in the AFC Championship game last year. They tried to figure out, you know what? Lamar Jackson, 2-time MVP, we're going to play him at the same level in a championship game where he can outthrow Patrick Mahomes. And how did that end? It didn't end well when it came to the Baltimore Ravens. I look at the Buffalo Bills team that, they're probably glad people talk about the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, I keep talking about them. If we played them in the playoffs, we believe we can beat them. Derrick Henry running on us. And we believe your defense, the way it is now, can't stop our guy. Now we got Amari Cooper and a running game. Yes, there was another reason why I trust the Buffalo Bills more to be a threat to the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. I know anything can change week by week, but I warned people last week, all the flowers the Ravens were getting, and deservedly so. And I said, it's Kansas City 1, and the Bills are more of a threat to Kansas City, because I know I will not see that from Buffalo. When they need to have that play with their quarterback or a running game, they're going to dial up the right kind of play and dare you to stop them. I don't have to worry about having any untrustable moments, even though untrustable is not a word when it comes to the Buffalo Bills. But the Ravens, the way they're playing defense this year, and those kind of inexplicable moments with the Raiders earlier this year, and yes, they've got the Browns team with a backup quarterback, 1-6, a lot of guys mailing it in, making business decisions, and that's how you look? Give me the Buffalo Bills as a bigger threat in the AFC to Kansas City. than the Baltimore Ravens.
I think a few more things, though, too, that's alarming watching that film of the Ravens lose to the Browns is, number one, the offensive line wasn't too good in that matchup either. Now, Lamar Jackson is very athletic, and he got sacked 3 times. If it wasn't Lamar Jackson, it probably would have been 5 or 6 sacks. So I thought Cleveland did a great job of running D-line stunts, mm-hmm. where you had the tackle in the end, switching roles and stemming and coming in and guys coming free. I really thought they did a great job linebacker-wise. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah and also Diabate, those two guys right there, when I mean they was coming downhill all over the place making plays, they made plays, Freddie. And if I'm – it's a copycat league. If I'm another team and I see I have personnel that's similar to the Cleveland Browns, I'm going to try to mimic what they did. They did a great job of timing up their blitzes when they did do that, and it affected the Baltimore Ravens, in my opinion.
Yeah, and if you're the Baltimore Ravens, you had a chance to not allow the Pittsburgh Steelers to believe that this could be their division by what you did yesterday. Now, the Broncos – better team than anybody could have anticipated. That's not going to be an easy game in Baltimore next week. Then you have the Cincinnati Bengals, who will love nothing better than a Thursday night game to ruin their season. Then you're at Pittsburgh, at the Los Angeles Chargers, who will be a very physical team. Then home versus Philadelphia. This is an important 4-5-game stretch for the Baltimore Ravens that could have given them a lot more wiggle room had they not looked flat like a surfboard yesterday like that against a 1-6 team in Cleveland. That's now a 2-6 team coming out, just like the Ravens are now a 5-3 team coming out and not 6-2. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. We know the Ravens have talent, but, man, they got to find a way to put it all together against teams that they're not supposed to lose to. We know talent is brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, they know talent. So do yourself a favor and visit roberthalf.com today.
From the top stories in sports.
This is a huge story.
To the bottom.
So we reach the bottom of the barrel.
This is 3 Up, 3 Down.
We do it each and every Wednesday, every Monday, when it comes to 3 Up, 3 Down. You get the positive and you get the negative. You find out who gets sung because of the positive and who got stung because of the negative. And each week, we take different sides. Last week, Harry had the positive. I had the negative. This week, I get the good, and he gets to be the minister of bad.
Number one.
Oh, it's very easy for me. Jaden Daniels, that comeback, enough said. It's one thing to have the ability with a busted rib, and you find a way to throw that touchdown pass like you did. It's another thing that a team allowed you to be put in that position because they did not coach it properly then defensively the last couple of plays. The worst thing about this, Harry Douglas, is that I know Jaden Daniels can be torching my team, the Dallas Cowboys, for the next 12 to 15 years in that division, and he's only getting started. That's my number one positive, my number one up this week.
Yeah, I look at this organization, man. When you look at the Josh Harris group, Adam Peters as his GM, and also Dan Quinn getting a second chance as a head coach, you get their quarterback, things are moving in a positive direction. When you have plays like that happen, special things at the end of the season could come upon you. Now, my number one down is this same football game, but it's for the Chicago Bears. And one person in particular, cornerback Tyrique Stevenson, who decided that he wanted to make a fool of himself by taunting the crowd while the Hail Mary play was going on. He did not do what he was supposed to do or if he was coached to do, and that's knock the football down. He tipped it up and allowed Noah Brown to catch it for a touchdown. That's why Tyrique Stevenson is my number one down this week.
Number two.
My number two up. How about them Aggies? Gig 'em when it comes to Texas A&M because number 8 LSU came in there. They're ready to rock and roll over number 14, Texas A&M. And for a point, that's what they were doing, 17-7. Then Mike Elko, the head coach, made the switch to the quarterback read, and everything completely flipped. This would not have happened last year if a certain guy named Jimbo Fisher was the head coach. Mike Elko, he's a guy that he loves his Texas brisket, he loves his Texas ribs, and he likes Texas toughness. And that's what he's got with this football team. All of a sudden, this could be a potential team playing in the SEC championship game when nobody thought that was going to be the case. If that happens, remember what they did on Saturday night when LSU was the better team early, but Texas A&M was the better team for 60 minutes. Mike Elko, well done, my friend. They're my number two up.
You know what? My number two down is going to be that same game. Number one, I'm going with Garrett Nussmeier. This game changed when he didn't just live to play another down. He decided to throw the football in the field of play, got intercepted when he should have just threw it out of bounds. But also, I'm going to the LSU defensive side. You need to figure out how to defend the zone read. Because when Marcel Reed came in, you had no plan for it. You couldn't stop it. and they felt extremely comfortable. Marcel Reed ran for 3 touchdowns. It totally changed the game. Le'Veon Moss did a great job. But bad LSU defense, especially in-game adjustments, but not adjusting to the running style quarterback and getting ate up and beat for a 38-23 loss.
Number three.
My number three involves Jameis Winston. After almost throwing the pick to Kyle Hamilton, the next play, he dialed it up and hit his receiver right on the chest for the game-winning touchdown. Then after he did that, he decided to quote a little guy called Eminem.
It's a white boy from Detroit that I really admire named Eminem. He said, "You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity lasts once in a lifetime." And I know I got a quote, you know, Eminem, he from Detroit, he right up the road, but man, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that the Lord provided me with this opportunity. I'm grateful for my teammates, my coaches, and these amazing fans.
Only Jameis Winston can put Eminem and the Lord in the same sentence. And everybody say, that would be something that you would say. But you know what? You can quote Eminem. You can quote Langston Hughes. You can quote Robert Frost. The way that that offense looked yesterday without Deshaun Watson. Hey, Jameis Winston, welcome back to the quote machine. But take a bow, young fella. Take a bow what you did against that Ravens team.
My number three down, Freddie, it coexists with your number three up.
All right.
I'm going to the Baltimore Ravens. Number one, their defense, passing defense, has been atrocious this season. But I'm going to go back to that 4th-and-1 on the first drive offensively. I don't understand how you have Lamar Jackson lined up at wide receiver and decide to go a wildcat formation. That's why the Baltimore Ravens offense is my number three down this week.
Yeah, and that down's not going to go up anytime soon. They don't fix that sooner than later. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us and Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. We had a chance to sound off involving the best and worst of the weekend. It's time for you to do the same one way or the other.
You heard from us.
I love talking.
Now it's your turn to weigh in.
Hello, you're on the air.
1-888-SAY-ESPN.
Hello?
1-888-729-3776.
We love when you give you a chance to have a chance to sound off. It could be anything good. It could be anything bad. We could hear anything that you want to say, like Greg in Texas. Greg, sound off on this Monday on Freddie and Harry.
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking the call. Definitely frustrated Cowboys. Last night, the first time I ever did this, and felt a little weird, but I was definitely not going to throw away my stuff, burn my jerseys and everything like crazy fans do.
Mm-hmm.
But sorry, my voice is kind of hoarsey because I was yelling at the TV, like if they can hear me. I got a box, and I started folding all my shirts, Dallas Cowboy gear, everything that I have Dallas Cowboy, I started putting in boxes. And my wife was like, wow. Look at this guy. And she said, hey, I don't, you know, kind of weird what you're doing, but you left one jersey out. Is there a reason for that? And I said, yes. I said, because on Halloween, when we go trick-or-treating, I'm going to dress up and I'm going to use that jersey. And she's like, okay, well, that doesn't make sense. I said, I'm going to go dress as a loser because that's what my team is.
Wow. Greg, my brother, please hang in there. Although you gave Harry a great laugh on this Monday.
Oh, man.
Man, I'm frustrated too, but boy, Greg is at the ultimate nth degree of frustration with this team.
No, I agree with you, Greg, man. Pack all that gear up, man, and even if you want to, you know, support another team, go ahead and do that, Greg. Give up on the Cowboys, man.
Man, you better pray that our team, the Cowboys, does not beat your Falcons this weekend. Because if they do, man, you might have to call in on Monday. Call out. I'm going to be on you like white on rice, man. I'm not going to let it. I'm going to be on you like a pit bull in a pork chop.
Oh.
Period.
Bring it on.
Yeah. You better hope that your team will bring it on and bring it up when it comes to the Cowboys.
As long as y'all watching us in the playoffs.
Well, more than likely, yes. As far as that goes, can't lie. Brian in North Carolina, sound off, my friend.
Oh, man, Harry, real quick, can I get
Shout out to my boy Brian in North Carolina, baby.
He said one, not three.
Sorry.
you guys know I'm a lifelong Giants fan. I was going to say the best thing I'm playing tonight is I don't have to worry about it because I can watch the Yankees game and get us back in the series. Freddie, I need to talk about Aaron Rodgers and just the irony. Can we just enjoy the irony of him doing a darkness retreat this summer And then this weekend we have to hear about they're going into the darkness and all. Like, can we get Bane teed up? Like, you seek the darkness? I was born into it. That's a Jets fan right there.
Oh, my God. By the way, for those who don't know what our man Brian in North Carolina is talking about Aaron Rodgers and embracing the darkness.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness. You got to go in there, make peace with it. Offensively, our goal has just got to be score 30. Doesn't matter what the other two sides are doing. You know, we have trust in our defense and teams. But if we're not scoring 30, we're underachieving. This offense can do that every single week.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers, what are you going to do about it? Or more importantly, can you do anything about it? You used to be a great quarterback. Now you're just running the mill. Let's call it as it is. This year he's been running the mill when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. I know about his legacy. I know about his resume, being a four-time MVP, first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the greatest quarterbacks not named Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes of this generation. But he's been a run-of-the-mill quarterback this year. Let's call it as it is.
I'll be honest with you, man. Coming off the Achilles injury, I thought Aaron Rodgers was going to be fantastic.
So did I.
You know, coming off that Achilles injury, I thought he was going to be really good, at least top five passer in the NFL. Mm-hmm. That has not been Aaron Rodgers.
No, completing 61.6% of his passes, 12 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 18 sacks, and he's thrown for 237 yards per game. He's a run-of-the-mill quarterback. He's essentially Bo Nix of the Denver Broncos right now because Aaron Rodgers.
And the crazy thing, like, he tore his Achilles like the first game of the year last year, so he should be, like, right.
It's been all wrong.
He should have went to the same person Kirk Cousins went to.
Well, either way, the darkness is not going to find any light anytime soon regarding Aaron Rodgers and my New York Jets.
He should have went to the same person Kirk went to, the rehab.
I've had enough out of you, Harry Douglas. Along with Freddie Coleman, thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Keep sounding off about what you saw this weekend in the NFL. Good, bad, trolling, not trolling, whatever it is. We can't wait to hear from you. Yeah, get your troll on like Harry Douglas always does at 888-SAY-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/ESPN pod and use code ESPN pod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPN pod and use code ESPN pod at checkout.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
He's Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman, together in the Red Game Monday edition of Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us on Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on TuneIn and always tell that smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. We always love Mondays, not just because of Red Game Monday, but because so many people had things to say about what they saw on Saturday and especially Sunday in the National Football League. That means you get a chance to sound off like this.
You heard from us.
I love talking.
Now it's your turn to weigh in.
Hello, you're on the air.
1-888-SAY-ESPN.
Hello?
1-888-729-3776.
Going to get some good ones, whether you're frustrated with your team or, like Harry Douglas, thoroughly thrilled with your team, especially in the Atlanta Falcons, are first place guys right now in the NFC South. One of our favorites is Mardi Gras Bob, not from New Orleans, but Nollins. Mardi Gras Bob, sound off.
Well, yeah, gentlemen, pleasure to visit with you. Look, y'all got to give Eberflus a little credit for being a great philosopher, because in that press conference, he quoted Tripper Harrison, the chief counselor for Camp North Star, when he just said, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
And he was wrong, too.
And completely wrong.
Matt
yes.
Eberflus.
He was very wrong.
Those 13 yards mattered, and it allowed Jaden Daniels to move closer to watch the Commanders so he can complete the throw that ended up being a touchdown on a Hail Mary to win the game.
If you're Matt Eberflus, standing on business is one thing, doubling down on it is the next day is another thing, but then what are you going to do about it now? Because those are the kind of decisions. With people wondering about you, are you the right kind of coach for the quarterback that they drafted number one overall when it comes to Caleb Williams? Then you make a decision. A game that realistically, the Bears had no business winning. Caleb was at 36 yards passing going into the fourth quarter. I give them a lot of credit that they never, ever gave up the fight against Washington. Then you take the lead, and you have a chance. The game is right there for you to win. And two back-to-back bad coaching decisions cost your team that ball game.
Yeah, I agree with you, because if it wasn't for DeAndre Swift and that touchdown run that he had, but also scoring a late touchdown by the Chicago Bears, in which I also thought their offensive coordinator Shane Waldron got bailed out because he called a quarterback draw on second down and came back on third down and called a quarterback draw again. And luckily on fourth and three, the pass interference call was drawn by Keenan Allen that gave them the ball at the 1 yard line. They were able to punch it in. Otherwise, we'll be having conversations about Shane Waldron today. Day two as well, yeah, Freddie.
No doubt about that. Philip in Atlanta, sound off, my friend.
Freddie, Harry, how you guys doing?
We're good, brother. How are you?
Doing well. This one's for you, Harry. Bird call! What a day from Kyle Pitts on National Tight End Day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Philip, is that you? They tried to tell me when you called that wasn't you. I said, yes, it is. I said, that's Phil. That's my boy, Philip.
Y'all are lucky that they don't have the right kind of camera angle when he dropped that pass for the end zone when he scored that touchdown. Like, dude, can we please have people stop doing that? Because there's no cool factor. It's a dumb factor.
Freddie, like, it's just the nonchalantness from
Absolutely.
Kyle Pitts at times. Like, I'm glad he's getting on board and making plays now, but that falls into the category of understanding your surroundings and understanding that you have to have urgency at all times when you're playing one of the most physical games that's ever been invented.
I don't understand it. I mean, what do you think? You don't get extra points for style. You don't. I'm going to drop the ball a little bit into the end zone. They're going to give me extra points. No, and then if they had the right camera angle, that touchdown would not have been scored.
Yeah, it would have been a touchback.
Exactly.
And honestly, I'm going to be real.
Keep it real.
I still thought you could see it was a touchback without the camera angle.
No doubt. I mean, Antoine Winfield Jr. did not give up on that play. And he is very lucky that they didn't have the right kind of camera angle when it came to Kyle Pitts. Sean in Montana, sound off.
Yeah, Sean in Montana, but I'm from the first 48 city of Memphis, Tennessee.
Uh-oh.
And my ex Titans are balling out all over the league. But nothing makes me look forward to the NBA season like being a Titans fan. Go Grizzlies.
Hey, by the way, I'm glad Ja Morant's back in the building.
Yes,
when it comes
sir.
To NBA playing pretty well. But if you're the Titans, you got a new coach in Callahan. What are you going to do about that quarterback position? Because apparently Will Levis is not the answer.
That's easy. I know exactly what you're going to do. In the 2025 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select that quarterback either first or second overall, whoever the quarterback they choose. And I'm being honest with you. That's what they have to do, because when you have a Calvin Ridley, when you have a Tyler Boyd, you have guys in the backfield, you have these skill position players, offensive line is getting better. They drafted there the last 2 years.
Right.
You got to have a quarterback that can be able to work the offense of Brian Callahan. I do not believe they have that quarterback right now. I'm just being honest. So in this draft, your first pick has to be a quarterback.
Yeah, especially when Callahan, I got a pretty good idea. He knows what he's doing, and moving on from DeAndre Hopkins, they're clearing the decks to really start over. They're not trying to fix something that's already broken and you can't put back together with crazy glue. They've already moved on. And whoever they decide to go after is not a quarterback-heavy draft like it was this year. That does mean you can't go out and get one if you believe that Will Levis is not the answer. Light in New Mexico, sound off on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio at 888-729-3776.
Hey, you know, I've thought of for several years, I thought of the perfect punishment for Jerry Jones and the way he's ran the team.
Okay.
I think that he should be stood up on the 50 on the star, and it goes to Tom Landry, the captain of the Cowboys cheerleaders, and Cowboy Ray should just, you know, give him the old 21 gun salute right in the chest.
Wow. Ouch.
Oh, man. Larry. You better have a counseling session dialed up this week, Larry, to get everything out.
Now, not for nothing, my mom and dad are big fans of the old school westerns like Gunsmoke and The Rifleman. Light put all those together, man. I want to tell you, we're going to win this race. We're going to take care of Jerry Jones. We're going to see what's right. He pulled a high noon maneuver at the expense of Jerry Jones at 10 paces.
He goes, Larry in counseling. Larry, I think you're angry. I am not angry.
Don't make me pull out my gun. I'll show how angry I'm not.
Oh, man.
I guarantee some of those ghost brides thinking right now, yeah, we warned you about Jerry Jones. We warned you guys that ego's a bit massive when it comes to that guy in charge of the Cowboys, and nothing's going to fix that other than somebody else taking over day-to-day operations and just let him own the team. Go to the games, enjoy the beverages that he's provided. But day-to-day operations, you have to wonder when that's going to stop involving him and beginning and ending with Jerry Jones. Peanut in Orlando, sound off.
Yep. First, I want to apologize to my wife. I've converted her over the past several years from a Patriots fan to a Cowboys fan. I feel like I done turned her out.
Now, Peanut, let me ask you this. Is this the cougar that you love so dearly?
It is. I feel like I'm breaking her down.
Oh. But, you know, you're not letting her down. She understands that everybody will have their rise and their pitfalls. They'll have their faves and their faults. Your woman understands you. Cougars understand when it's all said and done.
They do. And I'm pretty sure you're well taken care of, Peanut. That's my boy, Nut.
Yeah, I don't think he has to worry about anything involving, you know what, honey? You know, she's gonna. You don't have to. Come here. Come here.
Let me massage you a little bit. Let me massage your shoulders.
Come here. Baby, I know you're hurting. Let me heal it. Let me do that for you.
When I get that feeling. I won't.
Peanut, just go to your
healing.
Wife. Peanut, just go to Mrs. Peanut and say, honey, I'm hurt. She, honey, let me heal it. Let me heal it when it comes to that. One more from Jordan in California. Jordan in the great state of California, sound off.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, so I want to first say I'm a Chargers fan and an Angels fan. So I'm going to speak on behalf of the Cowboy fan base. I have a lot of Cowboy fans, friends, you know, that every year it's their year, blah, blah, blah. You see it on social media. And then it's like by midseason, it just tanks. At what point, as a Cowboys fan, can they just chuck all that stuff up, throw it in the trash, and find a new team? Because as long as Jerry Jones is running that, they ain't done nothing since the 90s.
I think now is that time, and I really can't wait for the game where they play. I think it's either Sunday night or Monday Night Football versus the Houston Texans, Houston Texans can show them who the real team in Texas actually is.
Well, they're the better team. They ain't ever going to be the real team in Texas, boss.
I'm living in the now.
That's okay. You can live in the now. I'll bring the past to the now right now. You can be a better team. You ain't ever going to be the team in Texas, Houston. That's like saying the Clippers can play better than the Lakers all they want. They ain't ever going to be the team in Los Angeles. I'm a Mets fan. My Mets team got into the playoffs. They could have gotten farther than the New York Yankees. It ain't ever going to be a Mets town, brother.
What if the Houston Texans win a Super Bowl within the next 2 or 3 years before the Cowboys.
Did Patrick Mahomes retire? Because that may be the only way they're going to win that Super Bowl.
Hey, you never know what may happen. You never know.
Is Lamar Jackson going away?
You never know.
Is Josh Allen going to go from 6'6 to 5'1?
CJ beat him already.
They meet again. He ain't going to beat him again. Not with that offensive line.
Nope.
Not with those turnstiles trying to protect CJ Stroud.
Not at all.
Exactly. By the way, Harry Douglas, that's him on Twitter at HDouglas83. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on Twitter at ColemanESPN. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive offers a great price and round the clock protection when bundling home and auto. It's one of those rare times where you can save money and get something great. So bundle today at Progressive.com. Oh, we haven't forgotten about college football. You can't forget about it because this will be the last weekend coming up before the top rankings for the college football playoff come out each and every Tuesday. Who are the best four according to Messrs. Coleman and Messrs. Douglas? Find out next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
In the world of football, one name stands above the rest. Nick Saban, a legend known for building dynasties on the gridiron. And in the world of interior paint, Bear Dynasty is a legend in its own right. It's the best of Bear, with everything you want in a paint, all in one can. And it's available exclusively at the Home Depot. Just like Nick Saban's powerhouse defense, Bear Dynasty defends your walls with unmatched stain repellency and scuff resistance. And with one coat coverage, you'll be able to complete your painting project and bask in your team's colors before kickoff. Defend your walls and your game time with Bear Dynasty interior paint at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Bear Dynasty and Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Color Collection.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
Yo, hockey's here, and it's colder than ice, like cold, cold. But with BetMGM, I can heat the game up with overs, unders, parlays, and moneylines, all from the comfort of my 102-degree hot tub. Now I'm really putting fire on the ice. This hockey season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's the Reggae Monday edition of Freddie and Harry. He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Appreciate you joining us on Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as tune in. Always tell that smart speaker of yours to play ESPN Radio. Here's the top 10 from 10 to 1 in college football, according to the Associated Press Top 25. Texas A&M at number 10, BYU at number 9, Notre Dame at number 8, Tennessee at number 7, Texas at number 6, Miami at number 5, The Ohio State University at number 4, Penn State at number 3, number 2, Georgia right there, and Oregon staying atop the top 25. As a matter of fact, Harry Douglas will be part of College Game Day. Countdown to College Game Day. They go to Happy Valley as Penn State takes on Ohio State. So those are their top 10, Harry Douglas, when it comes to the college football, when it comes to the college football top 25 poll, according to the Associated Press. Because there's a certain amount of people wondering, okay, with a 12-team playoff, what is the top four going to look like? If I ask you your top four teams right now in college football, who are they?
Oregon, number one, I think they've showed that they're the best team in college football right now. Dylan Gabriel is playing lights out football from the quarterback position with his decision making, but also the ability to be a dual threat quarterback and run the football when they go to zone read or whatnot. His ball distribution is unbelievable. His quick decisions, his precise throwing reminds me a little bit of Tua Tagovailoa, what he's able to do in those regards. Number two, I do love Georgia. When Georgia defensively plays the way that they played against the University of Texas, they're going to be a hard team to beat. Penn State, Ohio State, this is where gets a little tricky for me.
Okay.
I do not like what I'm seeing from Ohio State right now. They lost to Oregon a few weeks ago. They had a bye week, and then they came out last week versus Nebraska, and they did not look good, and they could have easily lost that ball game. Penn State, their quarterback, Drew Allar, got knocked out of the football game. Their backup quarterback came in and did a great job versus Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
So I like what Penn State is right now. One of those guys are going to counsel each other out this weekend, not for the playoffs, but from being a top four team. Mm-hmm. A team, in my opinion, that a lot of people better watch out for, I firmly believe, is Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
And that's a team that, you know, had the loss against Northern Illinois, but I think they figured things out. They blew out Navy this weekend, but also Texas A&M. They lost to Notre Dame the first game of the year. And what I like from Mike Elko, he doesn't care that he's on national TV. If he has to yell and scream,
and he will,
he's going to yell and scream.
And he will
but
continue.
But I love that old school coaching style from him.
Right.
But his players respond. He went to his quarterback, Connor Wigman, during the game versus LSU and basically told him, hey, you're not the guy anymore. We're going with Marcel Reed. And Connor Wigman didn't want to hear it. Listen, Mike Elko said in so many ways, hey, I don't care nothing about the egos. This is who we're going with. Let's roll. End up winning the ball game. Their defense is playing tremendous right now. I like Texas A&M.
You mentioned Mike Elko, the Texas A&M head coach. He let everybody know what happened before I got here is the reason I'm here.
This is a real program. It's not fake. It's not a politician running this program, talking fast and BSing everybody. This is a real program. And for all the recruits out there, this is a real place. And if you want to be really good at football.
Shots fired by Mike Elko at his predecessor, Jimbo Fisher. I feel dirty.
I don't think it's just Jimbo, though. I also think it's the in-state rival when you look at Texas.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's more along the lines of Jimbo Fisher, who he felt was more politician, football coach, and not football coach.
Well, the reason why I say that, though, Freddie, when we was at College Game Day, there are so many people at the University of Texas just taking unnecessary shots at Texas A&M.
Uh-huh.
And that hate between those two teams.
Right.
But it's setting up for a great last game of the year. Absolutely. Where Texas has to visit the 12th man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Down there in College Station.
You know, if I'm Texas, I'm glad you're taking shots back at people. Everybody doing the horns down and everything. Don't just stand there. Sometimes everybody says, well, beat a bigger program. Why? They're not being a bigger program. At a certain point, give it back to hey, or bring it. You're going to do the horns down? Well, we'll see you in Texas A&M at the last game of the year. We'll see you after Thanksgiving. You guys going to be doing the horns down? We're going to do the gig them up right upside down. So I'm glad Texas people are taking shots back at people when everybody's doing the horns down, because Texas wasn't doing that to anybody else. That's what happened. You're the big dog and people come after you. They know exactly what you represent. By the way.
But I do agree with you, though.
Yeah.
I do believe he is definitely talking about Jimbo Fisher,
yeah.
who could not win.
Not at all.
In a massive way.
No, he couldn't.
Throughout the duration of the time that he was at Texas A&M. Granted, he had top 10 recruiting classes after recruiting classes and had the players.
Yep.
But he could not get it done. Never had an SEC championship game appearance.
Not at all. Either way. My top 14, I have Oregon number one. I'm with you on that one. The way that he's been able to play a quarterback when it comes to Dylan Gabriel. I'll put Penn State at number two. Their defense is really good. They have great imagination offensively. For a long time, they're stuck in the 1950s. I got them at two. I got Georgia at number three. I think when it's all said and done, they may wind up being number one. And I got Ohio State at number four. I'm with you. That defense really, really troubles me, which I did not think we were going to say about a team that has that kind of talent. And I think at times they find inconsistency in offense. You can't run for less than 70 yards against a Nebraska team that allowed Indiana the week before to put up over 250 on you when it's all said and done. You got to be better than that defensively.
Real quick, also the offensive line need to be better.
Oh, no doubt. And if you can't run the football, that's going to be a problem. AP Top 10 is trying to build a winner. Building a winner is brought to you by GNC. At GNC, they're not waiting on the sidelines. Let them help you build more muscle, lose weight, or hit your wellness goals. Fuel your fitness at GNC. It's always our favorite time of the week. It's time for a little happy hour with Herm Edwards, and you know he's going to sound off on plenty of things. That's next on Freddie and Harry.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry Podcast.